Thank you. The next application is 11,667 Martha Sullivan in Virginia Fernillo. Seek a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Point Circle in the Mill Pond Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 31408 Point Circle, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 331, Map 1, Parcel 92. Specifically, they're asking for a 3.5-foot variance for the side for the shed. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we did receive one letter in support. And the letter states that they have no objection to the above who seek the variance to reduce the side yard setback. We live adjacent to the side yard, and we recommend approval. Thank you.
Thank you.
You state your name and address for the record.
Martha Sullivan, 31408 Point Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
See, I have a little note here.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you. I'm Chad Meredith with Hudson Jones, Jarek and Fisher of Rehoboth Beach, representing your applicants for this variance application. Outside of the street address that was read in, this is also known as Lot L18. It's in Mill Pond Acres. I believe it was also mentioned the property is owned AR1. However, tonight's request deals with accessory buildings, which fall under the county's code, Article 25, covering supplementary regulations. Specifically, the shed is located 1.5 feet from the side lot line, which the county code requires 5 feet. Hopefully, there is a survey with everyone's application packet in front of you. Section 115.4 of the county code contains the county zoning code on, 115.185F, dealing with accessory buildings. They may be constructed in a rear yard provided the accessory building is less than 600 square feet. And at 16 by 8.2, we're under that threshold. And it may be located 5 feet from a rear lot line and 5 feet from a side lot line. As I just mentioned, again, the accessory building may be constructed in a rear yard, and 115.4 of the county code contains the county zoning code's definition of rear yards, which would be defined as the yard from the rear of the main building back to the rear lot line. So this shed falls in the side yard. As part of the application, I believe I requested that the shed is allowed to remain where it is in the side yard. Survey was performed. It's a survey that was with the application by Wingate and Eschenbach, July 2015, when the applicants were sort of going through the process of purchasing the home. And again, it is what revealed the problem, that the shed is too close to the side lot line. The applicants acquired the property in July of 2015 from Kenneth and Patricia Hudson. That deed was dated July 23rd, 2015. The Hudsons acquired the property from Lucien Ferguson in 1994 by deed recorded in book 1963, page 104. Miss Ferguson acquired the property through her mother's will. Her parents purchased the home in 76, and I would assume that's about when the house was constructed. The shed is a little bit different matter. Took a look at the property card this summer, and there were two building permits issued for additions. One in 2003, which was to add on to the house, and then one again in 2004 in order to add the deck that you see on the back of the dwelling. So both of these permits were issued while the Hudsons owned the property. In doing some research, our office was informed that the shed in question was built when one of these two additions was done, and by recollection, it was most likely the 2003, which was an actual addition to the home, and it was done in order to store construction materials, construction equipment, and probably personal belongings of the then owner of the property. It was also placed on a concrete pad, so it's pretty permanent where it is, and it's located just off of a driveway. In looking at the survey, you also see that this backs up to Red Mill Pond, and it fronts on a curve in the road, and the house is sort of turned to, I guess, kind of follow that curve in the road. It's also a keystoned lot. So in turning to the standards for relief, a request for variance cannot be granted unless the applicant can show one, uniqueness. This property has unique circumstances and conditions. I just touched on those. It slopes down from about the rear line of the house back to Red Mill Pond. It's also keystone shaped and fronts on a curve. Furthermore, the property and actually most of the subdivision is also heavily wooded. This backyard and side yards both have trees, large pine trees throughout. B, there is an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. The sloped rear yard makes moving the shed toward the rear difficult, as a significant foundation or some form of elevation would be required to keep the shed level. The amount of trees throughout the side and rear yards also makes moving the shed a bit difficult. So there would be considerable costs and other difficulties associated with moving the existing shed and pad to the rear yard and off of the side yard setback requirement. Two, possibility of development. The property and many others along Point Circle are already developed, including the property adjoining the applicant's along the easterly boundary where the shed is located. We're unaware of any complaints in the past, and in fact, a letter in support was just read in, and that is from that adjoining property owner. Difficulty was not created by the applicant. The applicant purchased the property with the improvements already in place. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. These circumstances have existed, as far as we can tell, since 2003 or 2004 when the additions were done. I also took a trip out there, and in riding there, I did notice other sheds that appeared to be inside yards within the neighborhood. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property. Again, these lots are developed. The neighbor has no problem with the shed remaining where it is. And the variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. Again, this has existed. There's been no complaints, and there's a letter in support from the adjoining property owner. The extent of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation at issue. The request of 3.5 feet from the side yard setback and the request to allow a shed to remain in the side yard, is all that is needed to afford relief from Section 115-185F of the code. And the variance is necessary to afford relief. It is in place. It's on a permanent foundation, a concrete pad, which is, of course, level as opposed to moving it to the backyard, which is on a slope. And Ms. Sullivan, if you could, please step up to the microphone. I assume you were listening to everything I just said?
I was.
And would you say everything that I mentioned is true and correct?
Yes, I would.
Thank you. That's all I have, gentlemen.
Okay. We'll start out. Mr. Rickers, do you have any questions?
You said you're just trying to bring this property into compliance. Is that what you're trying to do? And this was there before the new owners came in. It was there. It's been there.
Right? Yeah, it's been there about a decade, give or take. Yeah, 2003, by the previous owner's recollection.
Okay. All right, no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Morton?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Any further questions?
Sure.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve 11,667. The applicant has addressed the criteria for a variance and and has done a very good job.
Very well.
And the uniqueness of the property is apparent. Of course, it's a AR1 undersized lot, so that to begin with, and also with the shape of the lot. So that makes it a regular building lot for an AR1 district with the 10 and 30 and 20 in the back. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use for the property. And the practical difficulty, as been stated by the applicant that it has not been created by the applicant. It was prior to that. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is a minimum number four relief. And this represents the least modification possible for the regulation in use, in issue.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,667. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Wickham?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,667 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.